In today's edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial, we'll discuss the topic of estate planning struggles. Back in April of this year, the Los Angeles court ruling on the advanced healthcare directive of media mogul Sumner Redstone, remember he's the former Viacom and CBS corporate chairman, and this should serve as a reminder to plan ahead, especially financial advisors. Time catches up to everyone, and when your mind and body start to falter, potential clients are just as susceptible as anyone else to an array of financial abuse and potential pitfalls. In the case of Mr. Redstone, his family and extended corporate family avoided a huge issue when the judge found in his favor and threw out a lawsuit by his ex-girlfriend who claimed that he was mentally incompetent when he reversed an earlier decision to provide her with an inheritance and other financial support. The lesson here for advisors is you should know thy client. Meetings face-to-face with your clients should be very valuable time spent getting to take their temperature, know and understand their risk tolerance and investment strategies, and to take note of their mental and physical state. And not just the client, but their family members as well. Sumner's ex-girlfriend filed a second lawsuit, this one asking for $70 million in damages for being blocked from the inheritance from his estate. Previously, his will had left her $50 million plus his Los Angeles mansion, which was valued at about $20 million. Advisors should know about your client's estate plan before a crisis hits, even if they don't have an estate the size of Mr. Redstone's. You'll have to have some uncomfortable conversations with your clients about updating their wills so that it says what they want it to say. This is a simple task that too many people never do. I have a personal case that I know of where a person dug out their will, which was created nearly 50 years ago and had never been updated. Their executor was not even alive anymore, so you can see where small issues can turn into very big problems. This is also the time to bring in the discussion of matter of estate tax strategies such as philanthropy or other charitable giving. Better to have these discussions sooner rather than later. I've already discussed how things like this affected families and estates of James Gandolfini, Muhammad Ali, Prince, Robin Williams, and Michael Jackson, just to name a few. When Father Time does eventually catch up, it will be hard to tell the exact moment when one might be vulnerable to abuse. Even billionaires with vast resources at their disposal are still at risk. Advisors should keep their clients' best interest in mind, which means keeping tabs on the client's overall situation. That's it for now. I'll close here. Hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Visit us at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact our office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you grow and protect your wealth.